Well, we mentioned the great win, of course, for Melbourne United on the road, defeating the Cairns Taipans last night. Plenty of great NBL and WNBL action coming up this weekend. Our very own Melbourne Boomers will be travelling to take on the Townsville Fire. New Year's Eve clash in far north Queensland. The coach, Guy Malloy, has been good enough to join us. Morning, Guy.
Morning, Brett. How are you?
Yeah, going well. Obviously, you take a little bit of confidence into this game, coming off a win against Canberra a couple of weeks ago, and what has been a tough season. And, I rewind to earlier in the year, Guy, when you almost pipped the Fire at home. I think it was Susie Bekovic there at the death who got a key basket. So the girls going with a good frame of mind tomorrow night, I'd imagine.
Yeah, look, much better. I mean, clearly we had a fairly lengthy spell that was difficult, but look, I kept the faith because the training quality was very high, and we were rewarded right before the Christmas break with a 20-point win against a very good Canberra team, and we've continued to prepare and train well since. So, look, it's tough to play and win in Townsville, but we go up there with a lot more confidence than probably a month ago.
Is that the key, Guy, I mean, in trying to manage a season when things aren't quite going to plan, is just to keep the team up and to keep believing?
Well, it's a massive part of it. I mean, as I said, keeping the faith. And aside from that, though, I mean, we've got a process and we've got a system and a way that we prepare things. And so we try to stay true to those things because if you do work them hard, I believe you're ultimately rewarded for them. And look, you know, time might run out on us a little bit this season, but the work that we continue to put into people and the team hopefully will give us those longer term rewards.
Yeah, certainly mathematically anything can happen. There's still a fair bit of basketball to play, and the latter complexion can certainly change. Dandenong, Bendigo, Perth, Sydney, Townsville and Canberra, of course, ahead of you at the moment. But I mean, I think the competition has certainly proven through the year that if you can bring your best, I mean, anyone's sort of capable. And look, even Adelaide, who haven't won a game, Guy, I mean, they've lost, a number of close games along the journey. So there's not that much in it.
Well, and historically, the season tends to be different after the Christmas break. So I am hoping that we can capitalise on our work and get a few breaks go our way. We lost a number of games by a basket or two earlier in the season, and if the breaks fall for us and we win some of those games, then the second half will look a lot brighter.
Your support for the New Year's Eve concept, I don't think have we seen this in the WNBL before, Guy, or is this is a first?
Kind of thing. Now, Brett, I think it's a first for me, I believe, coaching the Boomers. Mm. We're looking forward to the night. Townsville will do a great job in promoting the WNBL. I really believe that the Melbourne Boomers and Townsville are leaders with regards to our promotion and our crowds and our game night entertainment. And both clubs do a wonderful job. So I'm sure that even though it's probably a difficult time of the year to prepare, given other distractions around, that it'll be a great event.
You've had to sort of, make some adjustments team-wise with your sort of the import situation. How's that sort of worked out in the last few weeks in trying to, I suppose, get a squad now to really settle and really, embark on this sort of second half of the campaign?
Yeah, great point, because when you go into a campaign, you have a plan. And look, one of our, in some respects, perhaps our leading player, Release Penaluna, was ruled out for the season just a few weeks prior. And our incumbent import, or the one we started with, was a girl that probably needed a lot of assistance from Elise to actually get the job done. And so without Elise there, she probably just wasn't a good fit for us. And then the girl that came in, Kalisha Keane, got sick straight away. So she had about 2 weeks of lying in bed with the flu, which didn't really help. So look, those sorts of bumps are, they're annoying, they're frustrating, and they do slow you down. But there's no way out the other way than through the problem. And I really believe we're getting better.
Having a chat to Guy Malloy, coach of the Melbourne Boomers, up to Townsville tomorrow night. Big New Year's Eve clash against the Fire. You can, of course, see all that at wmbl.com.au. The Fire, I think, do a fair bit of streaming as well of their home games. You've got Lauren Jackson, of course, as part of the club, Guy. I'm just keen to ask you what role she plays. I know she's sort of in there in a commercial role and a sponsorship sort of role, but do you have access to her just to be around the team as someone to lean on just with all their great experience, or someone that can talk to the girls?
Oh, look, I absolutely do, because her insight into not only our team but opposition players has been it's been very helpful. And look, Lauren is really aware of, I guess, as much as anything else, the competitive mindset that other players have.
Mm.
And she's able to pick out, I think, that the key people that are likely to either do well for us or that may contribute to our downfall if they're an opposition player. So she's been very, very helpful in terms of just picking apart the mindset of individual players and then talking about some game plans, how we may approach defending those people. So I've really enjoyed the time spent with her, because I never actually coached Lauren at any stage through her career. So to have her in this different role is very, very helpful for me.
Great acquisition to the club, but no doubt. I should pump up your game in Geelong as well. For those in sort of holiday mode in and around Geelong, the Surf Coast, of course, I've got the A-League going to Geelong at Simmons Stadium on Monday night. And, of course, Saturday week, January 7, the arena. Gee, I worked at K-Rock, Guy, about 15, 20 years ago, and I went to a lot of games at the arena, and cracking atmosphere, a lot of games that went down to the wire.
Great place.
Fits about 2,500. So if you want to go see the Boomers in Geelong up against the Adelaide Lightning, that's a 7:30 tip-off Saturday, January 7 at one of the great arenas. The Super Cats still going pretty strong down there. Good luck for the weekend, Guy. Hopefully you can build on with that win against Canberra a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, thanks, Brett, and thanks for the pump-up on January 7. Geelong, Ballarat, Southern Penn. We've got some great regional supporters of the club, and look, the state government's been helpful for us to put on some of these games, and so has Deakin University, which has got a big presence down in Geelong with their campus there and in and around the Geelong Footy Club. So all those people have come together to help us put on that event in Geelong, as you say, at a great arena. So we're really looking forward to that game on January 7.
Great stuff. Thanks, Guy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brett.